Hey, everyone. Great episode of The Morning Show to kick off the week. We talked all things meme coin price action at the start. We have Whiff hitting a new all-time high. We have Machi launching his meme coin after raising $40 million in a presale, and it hasn't gone very well to start. And lastly, we have NFT founders now dropping meme coins to their communities, or their communities getting an allocation of it. And lastly, we wrap things up by talking ordinals price action with runes just around the corner. This episode is brought to you in partnership with Karate Combat. You can go to karate.com/app, download the app, and get 88 free karate tokens. Thanks and enjoy the show. Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. We're kicking this thing off and welcome to the Nifty Morning Show. We are discussing NFT meme coin mania. We got founders dropping meme coins left and right after Satoshi kicked off the playbook. We're going to discuss what might be coming next for ordinals after Oni Force and Ink minted last week. And last, we're going to do a little state of the market, all things crypto price action with Nick and Kix joining us today. I got a busy day from my end as I am going to the DMV. I got a bunch of points. I got an appointment with the bank, try to get a credit card before the before NFT NYC. For people that don't know, I lost my wallet yesterday. So not a great weekend for me. And it's,
hey, Clemente, why don't you just read us your to-do list? Start with the top.
I mean, I was actually going to because I'm trying to get, apparently you can't get on a flight if you don't have your ID. They do some background checks. They start asking some questions. So I'm like, I realize I probably wouldn't be able to even check into my hotel if I didn't have my ID. So not great.
I don't think they ever check your ID, but they need a form of payment, which you don't have.
Which I don't have. I'm like, yo, you got to Venmo, Apple Cash. Is there
like, this guy's sketchy, dude.
It's not good, man. And I'm like, okay, if I don't have my, if people ID me, I'm just gonna be, hey, man, like,
yeah, no hablo inglés, came cross border last week.
Yeah, yeah. So, Kix, are you feeling any FOMO for NFT NYC this week since you're not going?
Definitely a little bit, you know, mostly to see the friends, and to go to the, you know, Nifty Portal / Bodega's party. Cause, the one I went to 2 years ago when we had that like rooftop party, that, football player was there with a ton of joints. It was a good time, man. It was really fun. Loved the layout, like the venue and everything like that. And that was before Nick was world famous. Mm-hmm. So you gotta think there's going to be some paparazzi there this year, you know. Definitely some, you know, ladies. I would caution Nick to be careful because there could be some, you know, blackmailing attempts. He's at that level of fame and fortune that, you know, they're gonna try to catch him, you know, with some double mirror hotel room action and shit. You gotta be careful out there. But I mean, it's gonna be a hell of a party. So
he's gotta be careful, man. He's a hot commodity, to say the least. And I will say, Kix, so we ran comparing last year's like people that wanted to RSVP and everyone that wanted to come to our party, the demand that we had for this event compared to last was absolutely absurd. So it's gearing up to be a pretty wild party, which I'm super excited about. So if you are going, stay tuned. We're going to be sending out some emails, some reminders beforehand, because it's going to be a hot one and you're going to want to get there as soon as possible. Before we get started with today's show, I want to give a quick shout out to today's partner, Karate Combat. You may have seen Nick drop a video sharing that David Hoffman and Nick Carter. It's going to be a little Bitcoin and versus Ethereum fight. That's going to be on May 30th at Consensus. Karate Combat 45 will be at Token 2049 in Dubai on April 30th. I just pinned up a tweet from Only LARPing from Karate Combat sharing the stadium for us. They're going to be rolling 5,000 deep, but you can participate in all of this. They got some risk-free betting going on. It's super fun with their karate token. You can go to karate.com/app and you can receive 88 free karate tokens in addition to keep up with what's going on here with Nick and David Hoffman. I saw some highlight reels yesterday after Pio shared them, and they look not bad. They're definitely worth keeping an eye on.
They
after
look the fucking awful. They look like they just start. They're like a 7-year-old joining their Taekwondo class or something like that. It's pretty bad.
I'm going to need to see, in order for you to talk some smack, Nick, I got to see some analysis or some kicks from you. Because I do think they didn't look great, but it was also their first time. And I'm like, can I share one thing? So if you look at this video, and for people listening or watching the Nick Carter video, if you look at the start of it, just watch the trainer. The trainer was pretending like he was dropping a fire kick. He goes like, just watch.
Yeah, it's completely ridiculous.
Whoa!
He tap the whatever you call the thing that the guy's holding on his hand, the pad.
Can you run that back one more time?
Yeah. Just watch.
Fuck these guys. Like it's.
I've never seen someone like throw a punch with their like shoulders. I don't know if that makes sense. Like all of his like momentum's coming from his shoulders, which is probably like the weakest punch of all time. He doesn't even move his legs. Like one of my buddies in like high school, like the one, like I never liked fighting, but he really thoroughly enjoyed it. And he said, you know, it's all in the hip rotation. That's how you get the momentum in the punch. This guy's just stationary.
So, there's a lot of issues with both of these guys, but neither of them follow me either, despite me announcing it. And it's just fuck them. I'm gonna show up and I'm gonna beat both their asses.
Let's go.
Because this is pretty messed up. What they're doing here and how they've been treating me. No matter what. The Bankless guys, they've never followed, and that's just because they're stupid losers. And Nick Carter is just a Bitcoin maxi who doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. So I'm interested in seeing both these guys. I hope both of them end up on the ground, if I'm being honest.
One of these guys is probably going to get like punched in the ear too hard and quit. That would be like my prediction.
And go run off crying?
Yeah. I just had no ear hitch, man.
And then he goes, hey, is it okay if I talk about the meme coins that I buy? Is that cool, guys?
Well, David Hoffman doesn't trade meme coins. He just buys Ethereum and lets it sit there.
No, he just said he's starting to get into meme coins. He said, I just sold a 25Xer. What are the best stocks money can buy? So he's getting into the meme coin game because it's all
he should unfollow your ass if he was. But if he was following, just because all your account is called like Complain Clemente is what they should just call it, the account. I don't know, like you started with it like a shtick and now it's just become you venting. It's gone from you venting about meme coins to you losing your wallet. Dude, there's so many people. Don't get me wrong. Losing your wallet sucks. Uh-huh. But the way that you're talking about it, I've seen many people lose their wallet and be like, yeah, I lost my wallet. It sucks. But, you know, what are you going to do? Anyways, moving on. I'm just going to proceed forward. You're like, oh! Yeah. My wallet. The wallet is gone. I lost 20% on a meme coin trade. I think I did last night also. I'm going to be honest. I think I lost it, but I didn't tweet about it. I didn't say, oh, I lost $2,000. What was me? Dude, you got to come out with some big L's. Like, we need to see you lose 100 grand and just like really devastate your life. That's the type of content that we're coming for. Okay. We're not going to help you. But I'm just like we want to see it.
Right. So
if you're going to be a train wreck, you have to destroy the train. Okay.
And you're not going to help repair the train. You're just going to watch it.
No, we want to laugh at you.
Got it.
We may give you like a couple grand bonus for the year just because you've been working hard. But like
get that first month debt payment cake taken care of there.
Yeah, you may need to reach out to your parents or something like that.
Well, Nick, before we get started on the show, are you, I was asking Kicks, but how excited are you for NFT NYC, given that you are one of the hottest bachelors in New York right now? I saw you on Instagram pages. I saw you on some other mainstream like finance pages earlier this over the weekend. I'm curious what you make of the whole situation right now and if you're excited for NFT NYC.
Well, nowadays, all I need to do is post selfies. And I get millions of views. So that's so am I going to be taking more this week? Probably. You know, there's a lot of We have a lot of things planned. I don't want to reveal what we're going to be doing, but let's just say I'm going to need like protection from like all the people that are like coming after me.
Oh, okay. I thought you were referring-
thinking about something inappropriate, and that's not what I'm talking about.
Got it.
Okay. Yeah, that's a situation. The other thing I've been really pissed off at is I haven't been having such great track with the meme coin side of things either. There's been some misses. Did either of you get into Nub?
Nubcat? No, I did not. I saw it at 2 million and I was like, I have to be exit liquidity here. I don't know.
I think I bought the top, sold the retracement, bought the top again. I haven't sold. I'm just going strong. I think Nub, you know, Nub is the future of finance.
Mm. Well, it's got 107 million. They have 100,000 followers on Instagram, which I thought was interesting. But other than that, I'm like, all right, what else is there to see here? It's already had a run.
What do you mean? What else is there to see here? What is there to see here with any other meme coin? This is a very positive looking chart. God damn it. I'm definitely
you like this.
This, Leon. This one, dude. This looks so great. Yeah, you're gonna want to buy in here. Wow.
That hurts. Yeah, I didn't buy the chat. I don't buy meme coins.
You don't?
Nah, man. I mean, I have no edge in that stuff. I hella respect to people that do. You know, there's some real smart meme coin traders out there, but I know what I am in meme coin land. That's exit liquidity, and I'm just not participating.
I've had some good moves in there before. I had whiff at like very tiny levels, and then I obviously sold it for like a 3x when it was, you know, 100x. excuse me.
Bless you.
It's a sneezy morning over here.
Love it.
The thing I was going to say is I do pay attention to the Twitters. There was also, I had a win actually. So I said I lost, but actually I also won on the, what do we call it? MF-er. So I made some money on that.
Well, Muffer. That was a good one. Yeah, I just don't trade it, man. I mean, I'm sure there's people that are killing it trading Magic the Gathering cards right now. I'm sure there's some guys just slaying the oil market. I'm sure some guys are just doing option trades in biotech and crushing it, but I don't give a fuck about any of that. You know what I mean? Like, I stick to what I know, dude. And what I know is, dude, I get into a meme coin, I'm not going to know when to buy and sell it. There's no way for me to pick that. And so I'm just going to be refreshing the charts nonstop, dude. It's just going to consume me. And so now I'm just going to buy my other shit, stick to that stuff, you know?
I should have done that. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Everybody goes to the timeline and they're like, oh man, look at this guy. He's fucking making so much fucking money. For every one guy like that, there's like 99 that are like, they basically have a sports gambling addiction on crack. You know what I mean? And there's also results. There's also survivorship bias, meaning everyone's going to tweet their one win and not going to tell you that they lost 10 times before that and their P&L is up 2%. You know,
that's like everyone that goes to Las Vegas and is all tells me they're a big gambler, and you hang out with like that guy. He's getting free tables at the club.
Yeah, there's a reason.
The club where it's all dudes. Like it's not the hot club. You're at some. You're a block off the strip, and it's things aren't. But you're getting a free bottle or something like that. But the guy, you know, is playing blackjack, $10,000 hands or something like that. It's pretty. Yeah, those sorts of people do lose typically more than they win.
Well, hey, I don't know. I may change things up. We got a pro tip here from Coach. Learn some basic TA. Bet low and learn. Gotcha. I think I was messing up on that.
You messed up there. You didn't learn how to read the charts properly.
I wasn't betting low.
They say
a little high.
They say trading the 1 minute chart or 30 second chart is definitely the best way.
Yeah, I forget. You gotta look for that triangle vortex setup on the meme coins. Yeah, that one. Look at that right there.
It's the 1 second candle. Just this is cooking, dude.
Look at that. That's looking positive. Chemical. Coach, read us the chart. Put in the comments what the move is here. Is that a buy? Wait, go. You're too far zoomed out, dude, on the 1 second. There you go.
There we go.
That looks like a buy. Look, Nub is absolute. Wow. Ever since I mentioned it, it's actually up. So shout out to everybody that's aping in. You're going to want to hold this thing. Remember, it's nothing under a billion. Did you see that Barstool sketch? It was sell if you're gay.
Dude, funniest sketch ever. You suck, dude. he's like, I can't sell. He's like, hey, how's it doing? Is it doing well? No, it's doing terrible. I'm down bad, but I can't sell it. Oh, man, that was great, dude. Some funny jokes I probably won't repeat just so I don't get clipped.
Yeah, you can't say that on Transgender Awareness Day. Like, you're not allowed to. So, yeah. But today's the day after. Though.
Yeah. That was yesterday. Yeah. That was yesterday. So the day after, it's allowed. So on that note, Kix, please take it away with the weather report. We got a juice.
Today's the quote a gay joke day.
Christ, today I'm asking. Today, Monday, April 1st, there'll be no April Fool's jokes here. It's straight news. ETH market volume, 18.5 million. Solana, 15.7. Looking over at the NFT market leaders, Muffers up 33% to 0.53. Oni Force up 30% to 0.4. And guess who's back from the dead? Dead Fellas are up a whopping 82% to 0.17 after Betty teases a little meme coin. Over on Solana, most collections were flat over the weekend. And on Ordinals, it's a battle of the anime PFPs, with Ink down 50% to 0.033, and Oni Force the Fallen up 50% to 0.025 BTC. And RSIC is up 25% to 0.05.
What are we even saying right now? These are all just a bunch of acronyms.
Suck, dude. These are just terrible names. You guys name your shit better. Satoshi launched meme coin Muffers on Base with a 20% allocation going to those Muffers ecosystem holders, with the coin peaking at just over $300 million market cap. It's since retraced to 175. That inspired other collections to follow, with, of course, Doodles founder Poopy launching the Poop token, Capsule House launching anime token, and Betty from Dead Fellas teasing a feature launching their own.
She can't figure anything out, dude. She's just
launched Boba Opa. What are we in, a child TV show? Like, Boba Opa, after raising $41 million in pre-sale, proceeded to stake $29 million of it into Solana and supply the LP with the remaining $12 million. I love it. He took your money, and he's showing you that the best way to make money is to stake it. The token dropped below pre-sale value, with participants down over 50% almost immediately. Mache announced Sunday evening that he would start buybacks and burns. And the current market cap sits at $62 million, up 40% in the last 24 hours. I was about to say, Machi's going to do some weird stuff. He's going to psyop some people. Over on Blast, Pac-Moon's second airdrop period ends today at noon, and reward creators who posted Pac-Moon-related content on Twitter. Mr. NFT Nick was up there on that leaderboard. Pac currently sits at a circulating cap of 8.1 million, down 20% in the last 24 hours. Lastly, Solana crossed $200 again for the first time in over 2 weeks. And its leading meme coin, WIF, reached a new all-time high market cap of $4.9 billion. And Jupe rallied 20% to a $2.4 billion market cap, also a new time high. It's good to be bullish on Solana. Back to you in the studio.
Dude, the Jupiter stuff is ridiculous. This Boba Opa, you still holding, Clemente?
I'm holding, baby. It's up 40% overnight. Let's go, dude. I'm only down 30% now.
I'm actually... What do we think here?
I'm holding here. I'm not. You can't sell it at 30% loss. I already.
Yeah, I'd hold it, man. Everyone was like so mad at Mache. I'm like, you're playing right into this guy's hand. Like, he's literally like, people don't even understand like how this stuff works. They think it's like some like wizardry. You know what I mean? Like some financial wizardry. Like the guy just set the LP. Get no news. Let all the weak hands dump out. And then he's literally just taking the money you gave him and he's just spot buying it. Like, you can't, he's got $30 million to pump the fucking chart if he wants to. You know what I mean? And then guess what he's going to do with that? He's going to dump it on the top on you, probably. But it's going to be a fucking masterful show. And he's just going to mind fuck everybody like 10 different ways.
Mind fuck them, dude. That's what's about to go on. I like it. It may seem like a good trade. This feels like one that I almost, you know, want to buy it. I think I'm going to right now.
Hey, yo, well, keep us posted on that, Nick. I'll be right there with you. I'm holding a big bag. Easy's got some too. We're all down bad, but you know, I think we'll recover. We'll recover. But some stories.
What do you mean we're all down bad? I'm not down bad. I've been mostly in Solana. We kept saying, don't fade the trade, man. Yeah. Just stick in the trade. What the hell is going? Everyone's trying to get smart, clever, and they're missing out on the serious gains here, which is just literally hold on to Solana, Avalanche. What else do we say? Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Just sit in it.
Getting fucking greedy, dude. They already have fucking dessert on the table and they're like waddling over to the fridge to try to get another piece of cake and they're, you know, tripping on the way over and they're getting penguins. No cake now.
Fat penguins. Some stories from the Daily Bone. You can go subscribe at dailybones.com. It's sent every weekday morning. Very first story, we had BlackRock. Their new tokenized fund has brought in $245 million in deposits in the first week. So BlackRock just continue to make some moves. Next story, Forbes featured the current CEO of Pudgy Penguins, Luca Netz, on their Saturday daily cover as Pudgy Penguins flip Bored Apes over the weekend.
I didn't realize they do a daily cover, and why the fuck was I not on it?
I don't know. There's 364 other days out of the year, so your chances ain't bad.
This is ridiculous, dude. I mean, I'm a little bit jealous of this guy. This is the first time we've seen him wear he does wear the pudgy puffer coat or whatever you call it. What's the varsity jacket? Mm-hmm. This was the first time I was like, oh, he's wearing something nice.
Yeah, I mean, he has a Rolls Royce. I think he's got like a pretty like decent wardrobe.
But whenever we see him at NFT conferences, it's like he's in like shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah, he's like trying to be like cool with the bros.
Yeah. Maybe
he's trying to pretend that he doesn't have money.
Forbes, a little different crowd. Yeah, for sure, dude. You know, if you like own a factory, you fucking park your Maserati like two blocks away, you know, and you walk to work.
Okay.
Next story, Magic Eden teased support for runes coming soon as runes anticipation is heating up with the halving very, very soon. I think it's coming in 3 weeks. So we'll see how that plays out. But definitely worth monitoring. Next story, crypto social media firm Merkel, which is behind Farcaster, the Farcaster development company, received a $1 billion unicorn valuation from Paradigm as Farcaster Network has exploded in activity over the last 3 months. Nick, any thoughts on this?
About a random arbitrary funding?
Farcaster, okay. I just met her.
Oh, it's Farcaster.
Yeah.
Why does it say Merkel Manufactory?
It's the name of their company. Yeah.
Got it.
It's kind of like Meta runs Facebook.
I mean, dude, Farcaster is blowing up with the whole degen chain thing. That was the whole L3 conversation going on this weekend. Excuse me. Everyone hating on it. Look, it's blowing up. People liking it. I have a little bit. I've been on Farcaster, but for whatever reason, I didn't get any.
Because money. Other people got to tip you, so they probably just don't like you.
Well, that's what I feel like. I feel like they're just hating on me. It's all pretty much the haters. Yeah. Dude, like this entire industry is just made up a bunch of haters trying to come after me.
Yeah. I wouldn't worry about it, man. A lot of those guys are nerds.
Dude, they're rich nerds, and they're hoarding all of their money.
That's why they got to get really rich to offset how nerdy they are.
Absolutely. I don't know, man. This is just bullshit. Raising it a $1 billion valuation, though, this early on is pretty baller.
That's baller.
I don't know how fast they got to unicorn valuation, but that may be.
They've been around a decent period of time, like two years, maybe. I mean, that's not a lot for a billion.
Farcaster's been around 2 years.
I don't know. I kind of made that up, but I feel like, you know, they've been working on it for a little bit.
I remember we first covered it on the show about 4 or 5 months ago when it was first starting to heat up, but I don't know how long it'd been around since then. I know Thread Guys has been printing off his DGen token, which I don't know, but we with 2020, that
founded by Dan Romero and Varu Srinivasan in 2020, The protocol. Yeah. So that's, it's been around for actually a surprising amount of time. That said, if you look at another area, it says 2021. Yeah. And Sarah Scripps says she signed up in 2022. So how much did you get airdropped, Sarah? What the hell is going on here? What, and why didn't you tip us off about it at that time?
Yeah, what we need is some sort of intake process for some alpha. Because what I think a lot of the times happens is our audience just cooks. They take some of our alpha. It's a one-way street, right? Versus they don't give us any alpha to us other than when they're trying to use us for exit liquidity. So I don't know.
I think we got to shake them down a little bit like the mob.
At this point in time, it's literally Clemente is like the counter trade. So it's anti-alpha is what you're looking for there.
We've all been on a trade at a point in time in our life, you know?
Real quick, had this conversation this weekend. Do you know, like, there's different generations, right? So you had Gen X, and you have us millennials.
Yeah.
And Clemente, are you millennial or Gen Z?
I'm a Gen Z.
Yeah, Gen Z.
You know what comes after Gen Z?
Is it Gen Alpha?
It's Alpha. What the hell?
Zero alphas in that generation. Maybe a few guys in the football locker room that are taking a shit ton of TRT. But other than that, not a single one.
Well, I think the oldest alpha generation person's like six. So I don't know if they're taking TRT just yet.
Maybe a different kind. Let's not get into that.
What?
I don't know.
Nick, are you not a boomer, right? You are a Gen X?
No, actually, sorry, I misplaced. No, I'm not. What the hell are you talking? I'm not. Wait, hold on. Did he say you're not an actual boomer?
No, you're Gen X though, right? Or are you millennial?
I'm technically a millennial.
Got it. There you go. Technically. Called
a geriatric millennial.
Ah, does that mean like old?
Yeah, it means like if you had like childbirth, they have to like scan your uterus more.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, let's get on with the show. I want to talk briefly about NFT meme coins launching, which seems to be the latest craze. The only thing that NFTs are basically doing right now is just launching meme coins. We had Sartoshi drop MF for that. Got up to 300 mil. Poopy dropping $Poop. And I think only giving like 11% to Doodles holders. And then we had anime. You saw the anime token coming from Azuki. We had Capsule House front run it. They dropped that. And now Betty teased a meme coin for Deadfellas, which caused the best price action Deadfellas has gotten in the last 12 months. So. There has to be a lesson there. Deadfellas are up 2x to a 0.2 ETH floor after sitting at
0.16 right now.
A little bit of a dip, but they got up there. Nick, what do you make of this action? It feels weird. I don't know. You've been more plugged into it on the meme coin side than Kick, so I want to start with you. But what do you make of where we're at in the meme coin mania? We have WIF up to a new all-time high, up to a $4 billion. Market cap. What do you make of what's going on right now?
It's been hard to keep track of. I mean, it's basically like stay on the Twitter timeline all weekend, wait to see what happens. I don't know where what groups are the best ones to be in. With NFTs, it was very straightforward. You hop into Discord and you scan through as many Discords as possible. But I don't know, man. This is collections. The whole argument. Well, Beanie said you should launch a meme coin if you have a dead collection. That would make sense that then Deadfellas would launch that, not because they have dead in the name, but just because they've been trying to stay relevant and figure out a way to make money. Betty launched, what was it? They were going to launch a game and then they like sold 10% of the tokens.
So they tried to do a trading card game and that sold a very small amount of their supply. They then tried to do an Ordinals collection. That didn't work. They sold a very small amount of the supply there.
Third time's a charm, baby.
They then did a launch on Say, which I think they took a snapshot or something, and this was like more of an art piece or something, but I don't know how that
worked. Four times a charm.
So now the meme coin, and I don't know if they're actually going to launch a meme coin, but maybe they have to now because of that tweet, because now Deadfellas are up to, you know, they did a 2X because of the tweet, so I don't know.
It's funny. If I kept talking about it, she'd call me sexist. So I'm not going to post about it, you know?
Maybe, yeah. Look, I owned a dead fella for a while. I lost quite a bit of money on. I made a little bit of money actually initially when they got up to like 3, 4, 5 ETH, and then I bought one at like 1.2 ETH. I was like, yo, this one's cool. I'm gonna get into it again. And then I would have criticisms for the collection, like Nick was saying, and then I got called like I was criticizing the project, and it was like, no, dude, you are stop criticizing. That's a sexist thing to say. I was like, no, I'm not criticizing Betty or women. I'm just saying.
Oh, you got the sexist thing also? I got it too, what the hell? They're like Dead Fellas is known as the cancel culture collection, basically. But they fail at canceling literally anybody, but they definitely come after you. Betty, you followed me, then unfollowed me. I once posted a random tweet being like, these are the top NFT people. And it was like five dudes. But it was like she took that tweet so seriously. It was like, this is what's wrong with this space. It was a random tweet. I was literally just trolling people, and she came back and thought it was like completely legitimate. Like I want the previous collections to win. Dead Fellas was one of the more relevant collections, but we've seen
got you a big airdrop.
Yeah, I ended up making a lot of money on Dead Fellas. I'm sure because it was unfortunately on-chain verifiable randomness. Because if it wasn't, there's no way I would have gotten it. Like,
She was not happy about your big ass airdrop, which you then sold for.
That I dumped at the Pico top. Actually, there was someone that just outbid right after me. There was one sold, so I sold the second highest. I was the one that set the market. Someone went higher, and then it dumped. Right after that.
Yeah, you were very close to marking the Pico top on that. I don't know what's gonna happen with Dead Fellas. We'll see how that plays out. But everyone cares about meme coins right now, and it kind of bums me out if I'm being honest. We have K Money also teased that he's dropping a meme coin. Nate Rivers is potentially dropping
one. An April Fool's joke, dude.
Well, K Money tweeted that.
Got him.
Tweeted that March 31st.
Well, on your time.
All right. Well, maybe K Money's not dropping one. Hey, color me bamboozled. Color me bamboozled. Then maybe I guess they're not dropping one.
47 people say that they're launching a meme coin because they all thought that was the most hilarious thing. It's like April Fool's is all in. Like apparently the one day that you get to make a joke.
Hmm. Hey, this doesn't seem like a joke to me.
Yeah, I wouldn't click that link. Actually, you should click it live on air.
Okay.
No, don't do it.
I just clicked it.
Okay.
All right. So, look, I don't really know.
Why would they launch? Dude, the whole launching a token thing is absolutely ridiculous. Who's a known person that's actually succeeded with this? MFR has kind of succeeded. It's popular for literally 24 hours, and then people are out saying, this is what you have to do. It's 24 hours defined strategy for 5 years, basically. Every investor is like, here's what you got to do. You got to go launch the meme coin. Clearly, MFers has defined a generational transition and strategy of an entire market because for fucking 3 hours, their token is pumping. No one's going to give a fuck about this token in 3 days. This is the most ridiculous thing. This is the shittiest advice. It shows why all the quote institutional investors in this space are also big fucking jokes. All of them. But shout out to the ones that want to invest. We'll be having conversations soon. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what kind of sexist cesspool I just walked into right now. Oh my God. I can feel the sexism just bleeding out of Nick's voice.
You're late on that joke.
Well, no, I mean, I just heard you call out all the female investors, and so I don't know.
I didn't say anything different about it. But all these fucking losers dropping meme coins, dude, left and right. It literally, like, the amount of loserness that's like that I can feel off of them. By the way, you can have money and be a loser. I just want to clarify that. Like, there's a definitive possibility. So shout out to those that have made money, but like everyone's like. You know, throwing everything else away in their life at the feet of praying at the altar of greed.
Yeah.
You know,
the random new meme coin bullshit is wild. It's also wild, like you said, Nick, when people are like, you have to do this right now, which is just a hilarious business proposition. It's like, yeah, your business strategy is just like do something with 1 week timeline in mind. Forget about 4 fucking years from now when you run this business that you raised venture capital for, that you have 10 employees at. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
It makes me question... it makes me question those investors just period. And it's like, why? Like, they're like, oh, are you thinking about launching a meme coin? It, for them, they just need to get capital into the hot thing, basically, is like all that the investors need to do. So they're trying to just like have a quote relevant conversation. But I'm like, most investors don't have any like business operating experience. Other than running their fund, which yes, it is technically a business, but
the business of pressing buttons.
Well, in that in venture capital, you're not pressing buttons.
Kind of pressing a button, pressing the wire button,
the Calendly button.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, hey, at the end of the day, man, I think the meme coin stuff is fine. I think you know a lot of people, you know, get upset about it or whatever, but it's kind of like you know, believing in freedom of speech. You know, people are going to say some dumb shit, but like you still like, so you believe in freedom of money, you know, you got to have to kind of believe in it all the way, you know, and let people should be able to do whatever they want, you know, and
of course,
whatever they want, you know,
Of course,
like the Nick, meme coins.
Yeah. Nick got me on MF-er.
And I'm Boba Opa now, and I'm in, and I'm still holding some other tokens as well. That'll go unnamed. But the bottom line, because I like keeping the alpha to myself. But,
no, but I'm with you, though. Like, seeing on the timeline where people are like, you have to, like, you have a 2-week window to strike now. Like, you got to get, it's just the weirdest, like, business thing. You know what I mean? It's like, throw your entire operational plan out the window, dude, and just follow the trend. The short-term trend.
The trend that also results in the chart that looks the same every single time. It goes up and then it comes down. Having said that, Nick told me about the MF or meme coin within one hour of it dropping, or maybe it was 3 hours. And I was like, 3 hours feels early enough to me. I was like, look, I'm late. For crypto, I'm late. But like 3 hours feels early enough to me. I put a whopping 0.15 Ethereum in and took out a graceful... probably 0.25 Ethereum or something like that. There was minuscule gain.
I think I made probably the same amount. I think in total, I put in 0.5 and I think I made 0.15 or 0.2 profit.
Stack gains like reps at the gym, you know what I'm saying?
Having said that, I'm over here. So in my Phantom wallet, random stuff pops in, right? I don't know if it's because of the Mad Lad. I don't know if it's because of the Modagos. I don't know if it's because of other stuff, but random stuff pops in. So every once in a while, there's $30 here, $80 there. Every once in a while, there's like $600 from some like Moo Moo the Bull or something came in there. And that was like a $600 to $800 thing in there. I was like, what the hell is this? I've been, instead of turning those into Solana, like I may have done in months past, do you know what I'm turning them into?
Whiff.
Oh, Bonk. No, I already have. I have Bonk on Coinbase because you can buy that with fiat. But I'm turning all this free random money that pops into the Phantom wallet into Whiff, into one of the majors, into one of the big meme coins. Dog Whiff hat. The hat stays on Kicks.
That's I like that, man. I like that. I like just that a saying. Lot, honestly,
it's a decent angle. Yeah. I mean, we'll see where this goes. Nobody knows what this is outside of crypto right now. And I think that there's a lot of potential with Bonk and Whiff. What Clemente, what do you got to say?
I agree that it feels like it's the same 1,000 people just PVPing each other and 90% lose the top 10% with the best information, the best trading maneuvers win. I saw Spencer tweeting about that. It's like Bitcoin's at an all-time high. No, there's no net new participants. It feels like entering... Like it feels like maybe they're buying Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana, but they're not getting into meme coins yet, other than like the tourists, maybe, right?
I mean, like, look how like sharks and killer whales hunt, you know, you got to get the fish up in a frenzy. You got to get them all like, right? And then you eat, you know, and that's what they want everyone doing. You know what I mean? They want you like sitting at your desk feeling comfortable for about 15 seconds and then be like, oh, you didn't buy this, you fucking idiot, get over here. Get over here to this chain and buy this, man. What are you doing? You're over there. You're fucking late. Get over here. Be early. You know, they need to get in that frenzy.
I do like studying predatory animal behavior to try to understand what's going on in the market. That is good stuff. I mean, Clemente, to tag on to what you were saying, though, like, I think it was CZ, I forget who it was that said this, if you can't hold, you won't be rich. This doesn't count for, like, a random meme coin that dropped yesterday that is a pump and dump scheme that's by anonymous founders. That doesn't count. But, like, if it's something valuable like Bitcoin, if it's something like a notable NFT project that you really believe is going to be here to stay, and right now, for example, NFTs are not what being favored by the market. If you can't hold, then you're not going to get rich. So you have to be able to wait it out. You have to wait for new participants to come. You have to wait for new liquidity to come. I said that 69K was not going to bring in retail. 1,000%. I got it on wax. You can look up my tweets responding to Zeneca and shit, saying 100K is the starting point. Because people, dude, if there's anything I've learned in the past couple of years, if there's anything that I've learned from going with Nick into Washington Square Park to make those videos that we make, it's that you have to be so simple. Like, people are like living under a rock. People are, they only see 2 feet in front of them. You got to be on the nose. You got to be so simple. And the bottom line is, dude, new all-time high Bitcoin, that's not understandable. They're like, wait, wasn't it down though? Like, it really is like that. Like, wait, is that still a thing? I think 100K might be something that starts to get attention. Like, wait, yeah. It costs $100,000 now. Like, maybe it might be $150,000. I don't know. At some point, there's some number that makes retail people come.
I think this cycle's a little bit different too, because last cycle, people were literally getting stimmy checks just dropped on them. Domino's workers were furloughed and making like 80K a year. You know what I mean? Due to all the juice in the system. The fact is right now, most retail, guess where their money's going? To buy groceries. Like, you know what I mean? There may not be retail in the traditional sense coming. The retail that's going to come this cycle is going to be like the 6-year-old boomer that has like, you know, 3 million net worth. That's going to be like the retail of this cycle, in my opinion.
It, definitely. Or guys that watch Barstool Sports and do DraftKings sports betting, and one of their friends hits it big on a meme coin. They make 160K working as a sales guy or as a finance guy or something like that. Yeah. Nick, you want to weigh in with something?
I did, but you guys just kept talking.
Yeah, whatever, bro.
This is just fucking bullshit, dude.
Hop in, man.
Real random aside, I just had a realization. Some guy came up to me yesterday. I texted the group about this, who was like, literally did not introduce himself. It was like, yo, bro, yo, can I take a selfie with you? And then he was like, and his girlfriend, he's walking with his girlfriend, and he's like, yo, say Choo's Rich to the camera. Say Choo's Rich to the camera. And I was like, I don't even know who the fuck you are. I was like, what's your name? Am I just a dancing monkey?
I was going to say, he's treating you like a dancing monkey. You got to.
What the hell's going on? And then he was like, yo, I know it's a joke, but man, all those people that don't get it, man, that's ridiculous. I'm going to just start being like, it's not a joke. This is the real me. And there's no joke about it. I'm rich and you're fucking poor. And that you just chose poor. Get the fuck out of here.
Right. You'd really be a dick to him, his face.
I'm just going to lean into it now and just say, get the fuck out of here.
If somebody treats you like a dancing monkey, I think that's the right approach. Nick, now that you're legit famous, you need to look up this interview that Amy Schumer did.
Legit famous amongst some
pretty famous. Those people came up to you with that. Remember when we were at Washington Square Park, the kids were like over there. They're like 20 something years old. They came up to us with, and they had the phone. They're like, yo, like, are you this guy? And they weren't even following you on Twitter. It said like, it just said something about like rich guy Twitter or something like that on the phone. You know what I'm talking about. When we first were going to shoot the dating video, the people that came up and you were like, these guys don't know who I am. They just saw my face on the internet. They don't even follow me. They don't know anything about it. They just know I'm a famous person. But anyway, Amy Schumer had
say they just know I'm a famous person. I said,
I know.
It's just familiar.
Familiar. People,
you keep talking of you speak with the level of, disappointment that you have to be quote on the nose. It's just like all these people, humans, need simple messages. That's what marketing is. Okay. So that's like that's the foundation of it. And P.O.'s like, These fucking idiots.
No, I'm not.
They don't understand Bitcoin. They don't get Bitcoin.
I'm trying to help these people, man. It's going to go to $1 million, so I'm trying to help these people. But what I was going to say is Amy Schumer had an incident when she was very famous after probably that movie Trainwreck or something like that, where a fan was like insanely disrespectful about asking for a picture. And I guess it was like a gnarly experience, and it prompted her to no longer do any photos with fans. So I think you're maybe going to be experiencing, I hope you don't, but you might be experiencing something similar in the near future. Kumbetsi, I'll let you keep driving things forward here.
Yeah, sorry. I was looking up the article in 2016. Amy Schumer says she will no longer pose for photos following encounter with aggressive man. So, Nick, maybe that's where you need to start pivoting into is no photo policy, but after this week, because a lot of people
I'm going to get protection.
You made the joke already, and then you said I was inappropriating it. But before we wrap up,
nice word there, big dog.
That's interesting.
Gen Z education,
I like that. Inappropriating.
Come on now. Hey, let's go.
That's a pretty good word. I actually like it.
Hey,
look how satisfied with himself he is now.
All right, so
let's make up a word.
I want to talk at Ordinal before we wrap. Nick and, well, I don't know if you guys saw, but we had two new mints on Ordinals this week. We had Ink, which people were disappointed with the launch, saying that the art looked too much like Azuki and then just slapped on an orange background to it. However, it's been dominating. It's done almost 500 Bitcoin in volume in less than a week. And then,
do you own any?
I do not. We had Oni Force reveal yesterday. I think the art actually looks better on this one than the Ink, but this is also another one that's been launching, just taking liquidity away from other collections. Bitcoin Puppets are down to 0.25. Node Monkeys are down to 0.5. Basically, what's heating up here and what we're seeing play out is the anticipation of runes basically being the main storyline here. Nick, P.O. Kicks, I don't know if any of you guys are actually plugged into runes or have any exposure here, but Nick, if you're seeing, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. I hope you don't mind. I know you've been pretty pro Ordinals, more pro than myself and Pio in terms of wanting to get involved. Is there any collections here that I would, more than Pio for sure. Is there any collection here that strikes your eye? I know you've been eyeing Node Monkeys for a while. Are you in a position where you'd consider buying any of these collections that you see on your screen right now?
I have been thinking about which ones to buy, to buy Node Monkeys at 0.5 is a substantial amount of capital. So I've been debating it while Pio just keeps disrespecting Ordinals left and right and saying they're stupid. One of the things. So I've been trying to figure out which project to get in, despite all the hate. Every time I see Pio, he just tells me, "Don't waste your money on those stupid fucking things." And I'm just like, yo, I think I'm buying Bitcoin Puppets. In all honesty, I don't know. It seems like there's this whole rune thing going on. It's way too complicated for me to understand what's going on. Like, all these people trying to get creative and make it difficult for me to understand what to do. Like, it's way easier when it's like, here's a picture, buy it. Here's a token, buy it.
Bless you.
Runes are like these things that I have to I have to jump through all these hoops.
So, runestones, for example, Nick, you're buying, let's say the market cap, you basically multiply the floor times the total supply times what the price of Bitcoin is. You're basically buying into a meme coin presale. There's going to be meme coins on Bitcoin and you're buying an allocation for it. And there's an argument to be made that airdrops are going to be sent to runestone holders, et cetera. But that's basically what you're going to get. For every runestone that you hold, you get a specific allocation of a meme coin on Bitcoin, is the way I understand it. R6 are a little bit different because holding the ordinal gives you, they like mine the rune over time. But the long and short of it is that's kind of how it's been working out. But I'm more interested on what you think on the Node Monkey side or Bitcoin Puppets. What's interesting here and my dilemma with ordinals is that there's no execution risk with a lot of these. Like you look at Bitcoin Puppets, there's no execution risk on it, but the relevancy factor is what's kind of holding me apart from wanting to buy one. Versus Quantum Cats, there's execution risk, but you have Udi at the helm, and Udi being controversial, Udi continuing to build, Udi actually doing something seems like a better value prop, at least for me, the way I like to look at things. But I don't know. I mean, other than that, is there anything else that you're interested in? Would you actually pull the trigger on it is more of my question. I don't know if this is something that would be interesting for you when you look at Node Monkeys at $35,000 versus just putting it all in and holding the Bitcoin.
It's all in cycles, you know? So, you know, it's they're pulling back now. There'll be another Ordinals run.
And $35,000 is like pocket change.
Pocket change for that guy. He's right. So, I think the execution risk saying is like probably one of like the dumbest sayings that I've heard over like the past 2 years. Personally, I think people just make up words, you know, for stuff to like support their bags. Like there's no execution risk. Like what does that even like, you know what I mean? Like what does that even mean? You're basically saying that like, you know, like it's better to buy like a company that literally has no products because then you don't have to worry about them launching a bad product. You know what I mean? It just doesn't make sense to me. I mean, just like buy the fucking meme coin or just buy the art, right? You don't have to like come up with this like thesis that like there's like no execution risk. That doesn't make any sense to me. But yeah, dude, I mean, Ordinal's hot, man. Fucking hell of a cook. If you got in those back in November, looks like they're consolidating a little bit now. 35K, you know, that ain't cheap. That ain't a cheap buy. I mean, you got to be thinking like those, you want that to go to 100K. You want to feel confident that's probably going to 100K to buy that. But yeah, I mean, and also what's going to happen to all those projects, like if the liquidity does switch to runes, like what everyone's saying.
That does feel like it's going to happen. I'll share one thing before we wrap. The Bodago Super Pack, it's been over 2 months, I think, 2 months since we launched. We bought an OMB last night.
Look at you.
Ordinal Max Viz. We are in it to win it. It was the goal of what the pack wanted to do. If I'm being completely honest, I was heavily against it.
Wow.
I did not want to do it. But every single move I've made in the last 30 days has not played out. So we did get one. You know, that's what the super pack is for. You get exposure to things that you typically wouldn't do. We dabbled in it.
It's probably a pretty good buy. I mean, there's no execution risk. And no, but honestly, I think like buying an OMB here is probably a good thing. I mean, I think if Ordinals pump, they have a really high correlation there. So I could see those going up.
I have a question. Why were you against it, Clemente?
I have a hard time just, I don't know. I'm a fan of ZK. I'm a fan of what's going on, but I don't mind. I'm not a huge fan of like the mysterious, like, hey, you know, something might be coming here. Something might be coming there. You saw that tweet he put out when that letter was positioned in this specific way and how he updated his bio 3 seconds ago with the 420 thing. That means that the halving is coming up and that means that we're going to be getting an air. Like that stuff for me historically has never worked out and I'm not a huge fan of. Like everyone thought Zagabond was this absolute genius because he was doing all this mysterious stuff and then he ended up just dropping and raising $40 million with another mint. So I don't know. And so it's never worked out for me, but knowing the group and knowing these guys, my trades haven't worked out at all in the last 30 days. I'm like, hey, you guys go do your thing. I'm going to support. I'm going to vote no, but the majority won and we voted yes. So we got one, but
What else I'll say real quick and then I'll throw it to Kicks is that, you know, Nick had pointed out that maybe some of your trades hadn't worked out over the past month. So treating you like a counter signal right now is an interesting thing to do. So there's that going on. The other thing is that I do think that the super pack might have a bias toward that particular collection. And you see that from time to time in NFTs. There's just something probably related to the mystique that you pointed out. In general, the NFT market loves a good case of mystique. You brought up Zagabond as an example. Frank had mystique before he docks and you saw the success that happened there. Those that are able to execute and capture mystique typically have done quite well in the beginnings of, you know, the NFT, when they roll out their NFTs. Kicks?
Yeah. I was thinking that, you know, they OMB, they probably do something cool with the rune stones, right? So that's probably the whole 420 hidden thing. They're probably, because rune stones will be out by then, right? So I hate that name, rune stone. It just sounds weird. Let's call it coins. You know what I mean? Coins on Bitcoin. Coins on Bitcoin.
It sounds like a video game thing, right? Rune stones, like,
no,
a video,
it sounds like a Celtic, like, you know, like witch trial or, you know, like some sort of, like, you know, you're like, you gotta put the runestones in the right order, and then Odin comes down to like bless your village ahead of the war. But yeah, I bet they get some runestone drop or like something like that, dude. So, I mean, that could be pretty cool. And Clemente, I actually don't think you're the counter trade. I think that you have great ideas. I just think, which is very common, especially when you just get caught up in the hype of like what everybody on the timeline's talking about, right? And so then you're chasing instead of planting your feet like Ed on Purdue, sitting under the fucking basket 7-7, just saying, you don't see Ed go out try to take three pointers, right? You know, he's sitting inside the key and he's fucking just bodying people and just hitting layups all day. I think you just got to play your own game of basketball, Clemente. Like you got to buy those little like nuggets, whatever those little nugget
little potatoes,
up 5x. Exactly, dude. Like you got the good trades, man. You just got to say, hey, I'm not going to get outside the key. I'm not going to go shoot three pointers with, you know, Stephen Curry. I'm going to sit inside. I'm going to hit my fucking layups. You guys play your game. I'm going to play mine. You know what I'm saying?
Like Stephen Curry, baby. Yeah, I think baby. It's time to wrap, Clemente. I think Nick's been done with the show for about 8 minutes now.
No, he's looking at boba. He's like, I'm going to go get a boba tea. Is my boba going up?
Yeah, but I do think, long story short, I think April is going to be my month. I went 0 for 15.
I was looking at two cats fighting each other, dude. And let me tell you, it was a pretty intense battle that was going on my screen there.
Wow. Okay. It was a key cat, the cat with the keyboard?
No, it was keyboard cat doesn't get into fights.
He just plays the keys. Yeah,
yeah. This was two cats fighting. And then a third one came in as an intermediary or as a mediator to break up the situation. And they did resolve the issue, and now the couple is in therapy as a result. So,
is that tying into a meme coin here, or is it just like a video?
This is literally just a random video.
Okay. That's fine. I'm sure someone will turn it into a meme coin.
I doubt it.
Well, I appreciate you guys joining us, everyone that listened in. We're going to be back at the same time
tomorrow,
9 a.m. Eastern. One more quick shout out to Karate Combat. You can go to karate.com/app, download the app, and you receive 88 free karate. They have a bunch of new events. We got Token 2049, April 20th, a consensus on May 30th. That'll be the Bitcoin versus Ethereum fight, which we're going to be covering a lot more of in the coming months. See you all tomorrow.
Okay, real quick.